listening to CIOI The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Frog, he bought a coconut, he bought it for a dime. His nephew had another one, he paid it for a lime.
True.
He put the lime in the coconut, he drank them both up. He put the lime in the coconut, drank them both up. He put the lime in the coconut, drank them both up. He put the lime in the coconut. He called the doctor, woke him up and said,
"Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take?" I say, "Doctor, to relieve this flipper ache." I said, "Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take?" I say, "Doctor, to relieve this flipper ache."
Now let me get this straight. You put the lime in the coconut, you drank them both up. You put the lime in the coconut, you drank them both up.
You put the lime in the coconut, you drank them both up.
You put the lime in the coconut, you call your doctor, woke him up, said, "Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take?" I said, "Doctor, to relieve this flipper ache." I said, "Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take?" I said, "Doctor, to relieve this flipper ache."
You put the lime in the coconut, you drank them both together. Put the lime in the coconut, then you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank them both up. Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
If you call me in the morning, I'll tell you what to do.
Hello, amigo.
Welcome back to a brand new episode of Cuckoo Bananas
Variety Hour.
Now we're going back to our roots with this episode because we realized that, well, what was our first ever theme on this radio show?
Fruit, I think.
Yeah, it was fruits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to do Fruits Volume 2.
Yep. And we're doing this both because it is our 5-year anniversary this year. So we decided, well, we'll do the first ever episode. So, yeah.
And we also happened to think up some good songs. These guys came up with some good songs that were fruit themed. So we thought it was high time to do another fruit episode.
Yeah.
So, Ollie, what was that first song we heard there?
You put the lime in the coconut.
And drink it all up. But that wasn't the original version. What version did we hear?
Hermit the Frog
version. Kermit.
Kermit.
Kermit the Frog, yeah. From the Muppet Show.
Lime in the coconut. Put the lime in the coconut and drink it all up.
I don't know if that'd make you feel better or worse, though.
Well, yeah, it'd
make me have a stomachache.
It's like coconut milk and a lime.
Yeah, you'd think it might curdle.
Yeah.
Ugh. But anyways, first up we have a couple of your favorite songs. Well,
yeah.
A couple of your favorite fruit-themed songs, anyways.
Yeah, we know. We know.
So, Jake, we're going to hear a song from Teen Titans. Do you remember what this song is called? I'll give you a hint. The fruit is sour. You want to help him out, Ollie?
Yeah. It's called Sour Grapes.
Yeah.
It's really short, though.
That's true. And my theory is it's supposed to sound like an old singer named Cameo. But I might be wrong. These guys agreed with me, though.
No, I didn't.
And
I didn't.
And then, Rowan, what's going to be next?
Then it's going to be Pen Pineapple Apple Pen by Pico Taro. And this one, it has a music video with it, and it's pretty funny.
Yeah, Ollie, where was the first time you heard this song, anyways?
You just showed us it on the computer.
I did?
Yeah.
No, I think you showed me.
Yeah, we found it on a YouTube playlist of just a bunch of weird songs.
Oh, yeah.
And then we listened to it, and we were like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
It's pretty weird.
And this guy was briefly famous for this song, right?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm pretty sure.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe.
He was. Yeah.
Well, why don't we play that one first, and then we'll follow it up with some sour grapes.
Sour grapes.
P-P-A-P. Dance time.
Seen you since I beat you in that foot race, fair and square.
You mean when you cheated?
What is that? What are you doing?
I'm just enjoying these sour grapes you brought.
What you got there, sour grapes? You got a grip of sour grapes. Ooh, them sour grapes, you brought them sour grapes. Sour grapes, sour grapes, you got them sour grapes. Oh, sour grapes, you brought a grip of sour grapes.
Oh, boo, whoa, whoa, he got them
fixing a truck with the neighbors, not a better way to spend some time. Hoping to see if they like me, using automotive savvy. Do a good job, they'll give me props, bam. I'm asked to come back tomorrow. A future I see with them and me best buds. Hanging out forever. Forever and fights. Hanging out forever.
guys want to pick this up again in the morning?
Sure. Sounds good.
Not BMO. This grease monkey is torqued up on automotive science. Yeah, boy.
He's so funny.
That was PPAP or pen, pineapple, apple pen. Also sour grapes and
Adventure Time.
And Adventure Time's Fixing a Truck, sung by Banana Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what's the storyline behind that little that part of the show?
So they asked Banana Man to come over and help them fix a truck because they know he's like good at fixing stuff, especially trucks. And so he's always wanted to be friends with them, and he's just like so happy. But he is kind of weird, so I don't know. Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, he's funny.
Mm-hmm. And at the end, it features BMO.
Yeah.
That part was funny.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, she said, this grease monkey is torqued up on automotive science or something like that.
For the night. Yeah, boy.
Now, let's see. Where are we going to go from here?
Yeah.
Oh, a couple of songs about watermelons.
Ooh.
Do you like watermelon, Jake?
Yes, I loved it.
So because we're a kids' radio show, we actually get emails from people who make kids' music. And every once in a while, we get a new song from this guy called Levity Beat. And it's beat with two E's. He made a song called Watermelon, which I thought was pretty catchy, so I thought we would play it. And we've got actually quite a few watermelon songs on this episode, because I guess last time we didn't have a lot of watermelon songs.
Yeah. I'm really thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, I've also run across a lot of watermelon songs recently for some weird reason. So we have another song called The Watermelon Song by Tennessee Ernie Ford. And then we'll come back and tell you about the next couple of watermelon songs we're going to play after that.
Melon, watermelon, in the summertime, smelling. I'll be yelling and a-yelling till you give me what's a melon. Melon, watermelon, in the summertime, smelling. I'll be yelling and a-yelling till you give me what's a melon.
Mama's in the garden planting seeds. Dad's in the garden peeing on the lemon tree. Papa's in the garden catching bugs. Puppy in the garden rolls in mud.
Beans are growing there,
gonna eat 'em.
Beans are growing there,
gonna eat 'em.
But the juiciest, yummiest, sweetest smelling is our big green stripey watermelon.
Melon, watermelon, in the summertime smelling. I'll be yelling and a-yelling till you give me what's a melon. Melon, watermelon, in the summertime smelling. I'll be yelling and a-yelling till you give me what's a melon. Melon, watermelon, in the summertime smelling. I'll be yelling and a-yelling till you give me what's a melon. Melon, watermelon, in the summertime smelling. I'll be yelling and a-yelling till you give me what's a melon.
Burgers and candy and ice cream and chocolate. Fries and marshmallows and fizz, a whole lot of it. Make me a gingerbread house to dwell in, but I'll give it all away for a yummy watermelon.
Give it water.
We're growing a watermelon.
Give it sunshine.
We're growing a watermelon.
Give it compost.
For quite a long time, but it's worth the wait. For about 3 months or a little bit more, then we'll all be eating
melon, what, melon, melon, what, melon, what, melon, melon, what, give me what's a melon. Melon, what's a melon, in the summertime swelling. I'll be yelling and a-yelling till you give me what's a melon. Melon, what's a melon, in the summertime swelling. I'll be yelling and a-yelling till you give me what's a melon. Melon, what's a melon, in the summertime swelling. I'll be yelling and a-yelling till you give me what's a melon. Melon, what's a melon, in the summertime swelling. I'll be yelling and a-yelling till you give me what's a melon.
Down in Tennessee, I used to sit upon the fence,
wondering about the lack of people's common sense. What I didn't understand and couldn't keep concealed was one great big fat watermelon laying in the field. See that watermelon hanging on the vine? I wish that watermelon could be mine. The farmer must be careless without a lick of sense, or he wouldn't leave it hanging on the vine. Cornbread is sweet, pork chops are good, black-eyed peas are mighty, mighty fine. But give me, oh give me, I really wish you would, that watermelon hanging on the vine. Got a gal who loves me, she always treats me fine. She lets me hug and kiss her all the time. I wish that all her kisses could taste half as sweet as the watermelon hanging on the vine. Oh, kissing is sweet, hugging is good, cherry lips taste mighty, mighty fine. But give me, oh give me, I really wish you would, that watermelon hanging on the vine. Well, I see that watermelon, so big, so fat, so fine. What a shame to go home leaving it behind. I know my baby's waiting, she won't be waiting long, 'cause I got that watermelon off the vine. Oh, cornbread is sweet, pork chops are good, black-eyed peas are mighty, mighty fine. But I ought to tell you, I really think I should, for licking good, eating, eat a watermelon hanging on the vine.
So, Jake, what fruit were those songs about?
Watermelon.
Mm-hmm. And how does a watermelon grow?
It grows on a vine.
Mm-hmm. Do you like watermelon?
Yes.
Yeah. So, what color is a watermelon on the inside?
Red and white. Red and green.
Green on the outside?
Yeah.
Yeah. And if it has seeds, what color are those seeds?
Black.
Yeah. And sometimes, though, if you get it in the grocery store nowadays, they don't even have seeds in them. It's strange.
Yeah, weird. I didn't even know that already.
Now, this is what I wonder. If they're making watermelons without seeds in them, how do they grow the next year's watermelons?
I guess they first take out the seeds and then put it back.
Oh. It's a good thought. It'd be hard to get a seed out of a watermelon if it was in there, though.
Yeah.
All sealed up. Now, that last singer was a famous country music singer, Tennessee Ernie Ford. And we're going to hear a couple of more country songs, but actually country songs played on synthesizers. Because you know me. Do you know anything about country music? What do you think of when I say country music?
Western?
Yeah.
Music?
Yeah, Western. Country and Western, they call it sometimes, right? And normally there isn't synthesizers in country music.
Yeah.
Can you think of instruments that you might hear in country music?
Just singing a lot of other instruments.
Mm. Yeah, I think of guitars. I think of fiddles. I think of harmonicas.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear another song called Watermelon. And I think this is a cover of a country song, but I can't figure out which original song it is. But it's from an album called Switched On Country. So it's synthesizer versions of country songs. And then we're going to hear another one from an album called Switched On Nashville. And this song is called The Orange Blossom Special. And it's actually, I'm kind of cheating because this is actually a song about trains. It's about, you know, a guy who lives in New York City, but there's a train called the Orange Blossom Special that'll go down to Florida. Because fruit trees, especially like oranges and peaches, they like to grow where it's warm or hot all the time. So we couldn't really grow a peach tree in our yard, probably.
Only if it was a really hot day.
Well, if it was a really hot year, maybe.
Yeah, and day.
Yeah. But down in Florida, Georgia, in places that are further down south than us, it's warmer there, and orange trees and peach trees, fruit trees like to grow. Mm-hmm. So this guy's wanting to take a train down to Florida, where it's warm. It's called the Orange Blossom Special. You want to hear it? Mm-hmm. Let's hear these songs.
We need to.
Thank you. Up next, we're going to hear The Monkees, one of Ollie's favorites. Well, is it your favorite, one of your favorite bands or one of your favorite TV shows?
Band and TV show.
Oh, wow. For any kids who haven't seen the TV show, you want to tell them about it?
It's basically comedy.
Yeah. About what?
Every single topic on every show, but it's about the Monkees.
Yeah. Well, the band called the Monkees, right? And actually, the TV show was made before the band was even made. They started out as actors pretending to be a band for the TV show. And then they turned into a real band. Who's your favorite monkey, do you think?
I forget their names, but the guy who always wears the toque has the sirens.
Oh, yeah.
I like that guy, too.
Mike Nesmith?
I like that guy, too.
Yeah, he's funny.
Mm. Like on this episode where the princess was him. He's like, oh, I dig those sideburns.
That's right. He's dressed like a princess, but he still had his big hairy sideburns.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then we're going to hear the Osmonds after that. And just like you guys, the Osmonds were brothers. They were a family band. Kind of like the Jackson 5. Same idea. And I just found out that this song was actually written for the Jackson 5.
And then Malise Wee Brothers, too. That's kind of like the Jackson 5s.
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
There's a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old, and then a 13-year-old.
And what are they called?
The Malise Wee Brothers.
Oh. Are they new?
To me, yeah. A little bit.
Hmm. I should look them up.
Yeah.
Are they good?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of good.
Yeah, so the guy who wrote this song wrote it thinking about the Jackson 5, and then the Jackson 5 didn't want it. So then he took it to a different studio and gave it to the Osmonds, and it was a number one hit for them. And then, they're just like the Jackson 5, they had their own cartoon show, too. Mm-hmm. And this song was the theme song for their cartoon.
Jackson 5!
You remember the Jackson 5 cartoon, Jake?
Yeah, remember the lights when they digged in the pool, I think.
Oh, yeah, they dug a hole and they came out.
For treasure.
In the pool.
Yeah. And they had to pay for it.
And then there's a funny one where they were working on the farm, too. That was a good one.
Oh, and I liked when they found, they were in this, they stranded in the island.
Oh, yeah.
That was the one where they dug through the pool. I mean, pool. I didn't say that on purpose.
Oh, boy. This is radio. Jeez.
I didn't mean it.
Well, yeah, the Osmond cartoon is the same, but the idea is that they're traveling all over the world touring.
Hmm.
And Donny Osmond kind of, like, falls in love with a girl in every country. It's kind of the joke of the show. So you're going to hear...
Just like Archie.
Yeah. You're going to hear Donny Osmond singing this song. I wonder how old he was. Let's look up how old he was when this song came out.
It's like, he was 73.
Mm-hmm. He'd be really old then. Nah.
A, B, C, D, C, G, I, J, J, K, L, M, N, B, K, Y, S, T, U, V, B, X, Y, and Z. He was a teenager.
Okay, so actually, Donny Osmond was 13 years old when this song came out. Because it came out in 1970, and he was born in 1957. Hmm. Yeah. 13.
Math.
But first of all, we're going to hear that Monkees song, and then we're going to hear the Osmonds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apples, peaches, bananas, and pears. You, girl, now that's the truth. I need you. Don't be cruel, don't be cruel. Give me just a little help and show how much I care.
peaches, bananas, and pears. Run to me, girl, don't wait too long, and you'll see. Peaches, bananas, and pears. I've said all I can today, girl, that's the way I am. Take it for what it's worth and throw the rest into the sand. Give me you, girl, that's all I ask. Please be true. Peaches, bananas, and pears. I love you, a girl, now that's the truth. I need you. I care. I bring you apples, peaches, bananas, and pears. Apples, peaches, bananas, and pears.
Yeah. Yeah. I can tell you've been hurt by that look on your face, girl. Some guy brought the same thing. You need love, but you're afraid that if you give in, someone else will come along and suck it to you again. One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch, girl.
Oh, give it one more try before you give up on love.
One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch, girl.
Oh, I don't care what they say. I don't care what you heard.
Okay, that was the Osmonds with their number one hit in Canada and the U.S., One Bad Apple. Now, we're going to hear another banana song because, you know, because this show is called, what's the show called again?
Cuckoo Bananas.
I'd like to collect songs that have the word banana in it. So I found this song by some band called The Nightmares, their song called Banana. There's no information about it. What happens at the end of the song, Jake? What should the kids listen for?
The toilet flushing.
Yeah. Featuring a flushing toilet. And then, oh yeah, a song called Pineapple Shoes.
Pineapple shoes.
What do you think it would feel like to wear pineapples for shoes?
Really weird.
Squishy? Squishy. Do you remember what like a pineapple feels like on the outside?
No.
It's kind of spiky, remember? You know, it's got those green leaves coming out the top.
Okay, then maybe you would get hurt.
Well, I would imagine that you would put your foot in the inside, in the mushy, wet part on the inside, and then be stepping on the spikes. And maybe those green, spiky leaves would be at your toes, sticking out the front.
So weird idea. Such a weird idea, dude. Such a weird idea.
Presenting the nightmares. I'm Sweeney.
Back in.
I'm Vinny.
I'm Otto.
Tonight. Now,
for all you Nightmares fans, we present our new hit tune.
Don't like caviar. She don't even like to joyride in my car. When we get together, I feel just like a king. Being alone with her feels my everything.
About you, no one in the whole wide world could compare. For you hypnotize me with your innocent stare. Your lips are like red rubies. Your eyes sparkle like stars in the night. Your hair is like sunshine. But I want you to believe, darling, that what I say is true. That no other girl. Bananas like you.
Yeah. Oh, banana.
Bonabonabobobo.
The perfume has a scent on the tropical. The lips have a kiss that can drive me completely wild. But when we get together, I feel just like a king. Cause to me that girl, she is my everything.
How do you do? In the evening I walk
to the edge of the lake in my pineapple shoes. Don't mind walking when it's starting to rain. It's something I just have to do. Don't mind walking when I don't know the way in my pineapple shoes. Hey, Lordy, oh Lordy, hey, how do you do what you do? And singing how do you do? Well, I've walked into walls and I've walked into malls, singing how do you do? I've walked through the night to the Niagara Falls in my pineapple shoes. Well, I don't mind walking away from the crowd. It's something I just have to do. Don't mind walking from town to town in my pineapple shoes.
So, we just listened to Pineapple Shoes by John Southworth from the album The Pillow Maker. And up next is Joyful Grass and Grape by Dorothy Ashby. After that, we'll be listening to Watermelon Man by Herbie Hancock from the album Headhunters. Yeah.
Yeah, so you could call both of these artists jazz musicians, and we don't actually play a lot of jazz on this show, so it's nice to have some jazz in
here.
You
like jazz.
But this Dorothy Ashby song is really cool because she normally plays the harp, and she's a really expert harp player. But she put this album out called The Rubaiyat of Dorothy Ashby, where she plays the koto, that Japanese instrument. It's really long.
Yeah, and it has like it has strings, and it's like you put it on the ground and you strum it.
Only has like three strings, right?
No, it has lots of strings. Kind of like a harp, actually, but it lies on the ground.
It lies on the ground. It's more of a rectangle shape instead of a weird shape that a harp is.
Mm-hmm.
Harp is like,
And actually, you can play like both sides of the koto, and you can bend the notes of a koto, which I can't. Mm. I don't think you can do that with a harp, but that really distinct Japanese sound of notes bending.
Oh, yeah, like that down, down, down.
Like, down, 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 down.
Yeah.
Like that. So this is this kind of funky song that she made called Joyful Grass and Grape. And then we're going to hear a song called Watermelon Man by Herbie Hancock. And this is the second time that he recorded it. He wrote it in the 60s when he was a young guy, and it became a jazz standard. That means a song that like everybody plays if you play jazz. So it's been recorded over 200 times already.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but then in the 70s he recorded it again. He wanted to try like a different version of it, and so you'll hear at the beginning of this song a guy, the guy who actually plays the drums, playing a beer bottle.
I like doing that with my water bottle at school.
Yeah. and they took this idea from the music of a pygmy community in Africa. And I just played that sample for you guys earlier.
Like the flute one?
Oh, yeah.
You're like...
Yeah, so they...
I don't know.
They take a papaya branch, mm-hmm. they hollow it out, mm-hmm. and then they blow on it, making a sort of flute-like sound. And then they sing, like, they sing by sort of breathing in, but sort of not breathing in. Yeah. So it sounds like this.
Okay, so yeah, we were playing a game earlier. Like, can you sing like that? Yeah. Yeah, and you kids can try it at home too. You blow out and then sing as you're breathing in. See if you can do it. You want to demonstrate, Ron? Ron got pretty good at it. You want to try, Ollie?
It sounds sort of
no,
weird.
No, I can't do it.
No.
It sounds It sounds weird when you do it, but if you have like a flute or something, and then you breathe out and breathe in, it sounds good if you like harmonize with the two notes.
Yes. Yeah. That's why it sounds so magical. Is because the papaya flute is playing a note, and then they're singing a note when they're breathing in, like. Yeah.
Do you have a song of that?
Yeah, we're going to hear it right now. Watermelon Man by Herbie Hancock. But actually, we're going to hear that after we hear
Herbie.
Dorothy Ashby. But you know what? I wanted to mention Dorothy Ashby idea quickly, too, because this album is based on an old book of poetry. That was written 900 years ago.
Oh, man.
Which, I'm doing a poetry project at school right now, so.
Yeah, that's why I thought you might be interested.
Yeah.
So it's called the Rubaiyat.
Yeah.
And so you'll hear her at the beginning. She actually, like, recites part of the poem of the Rubaiyat. But there's a really crazy story about that book. An English-speaking poet kind of loosely translated it about 100 years ago,
mm-hmm.
maybe a little more. And then people really got excited about it.
Yeah.
And somebody commissioned this super fancy version of the book to be made that had like rubies and precious gems in the cover and illustrations. So the cover had like peacocks on it and the peacock tail was all like precious gems.
So 900 years ago, what like generation was that?
Like what year?
Yeah.
1100.
Oh.
Yeah. And so they made this book, and then somebody bought it for like £500, which is about $800, I guess.
So like the one with all the rubies in the cover.
Yeah. And then that person wanted to ship it to the States, but they couldn't get on the boat. So you know what boat it was on?
What? Oh, the Titanic?
It was on the Titanic.
Oh.
Now it's at the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, man. If somebody finds that, they'll be rich.
And then the guy who made it, or had it made, his nephew got another one made. And then that one got, like, destroyed in a fire or something. Some of the pages were made out of gold, too.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow. Like sand gold?
They must be rich.
Yeah, gold leaf. And then they made a third one, the same guy again, and it took like 40 years to make this one. And everyone at this point was saying, well, the book is cursed. You know, you should stop trying to make it because it always gets cursed.
Yeah.
But now it's in a museum in England. So that one survived. Go away.
And then next, the robber's gonna come and get it, probably.
Maybe.
Wait, Thank you. You're listening to CIOI, The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.